Well, good Sunday morning, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. I am your Christian podcaster and friend, CA. And again, good Sunday morning. So much happening this morning, isn't there? You're refreshed, you're ready to get restarted, and get your cup filled up, because you know that Jesus is going to fill that cup up for you. So let's just keep that in mind. Also, you can always email me up top the podcast studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, I have a Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. We'd sure appreciate it. And I have other ways of subscribing to us too as well. Well, friends, Scripture reminds us in the book of John, I'm going to read chapter 1 through verse number 5, where it says, "As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' 'Neither this man nor his parents sinned,' said Jesus, 'but this happened so that the work of the Lord may be displayed in his life. As long as it is in this day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. When I am in the world, I am the light of the world.'" Amen. And Jesus is the light of the world. Well, friends, before I kick off some Sunday morning music, we're going to mix in some Christmas music, and I'm going to play a Bing Crosby. It's a 1942 version of Silent Night, only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Okay, friends, and also I want to kind of interrupt here for a minute before I play some more Sunday morning praise. Rachel Zelo, a very good friend of mine, her and her husband, they'd just been married almost a year ago. She has a new song out called Beautiful. And I told her I was going to play that, and I would love to play that for you guys right now on Sunday Morning Praise. Again, Rachel Zelo, you may want to look it up on YouTube or like her on her Facebook page, Rachel Zelo Music. You can only hear this song exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Now, you might be able to order this song on iTunes, but let me tell you real quickly, with Rachel, every year around Christmas, her and her family, and including her new husband, they go down and they rescue these sex slaves that are overseas. God bless her. God bless her ministry. She dedicates her Christmas for the last few years doing that. You can check out her website and you can see it on there, friends, as well. Again, it's Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Zelo, Z-E-L-L-O, Music, and like her Facebook page. Here we go. Beautiful is the name of the song. Amen. And again, that is Rachel Zello, RACHELZELLO, music. And let me tell you, she is an amazing artist. And if you get a chance and you check out that website, it will talk about her history, friends. And I know you would definitely really enjoy that. Okay, we're going to continue on with Sunday Morning Praise along with some Christmas music. And I just wanted to go ahead and put that song in. It's called Beautiful. Okay, so here we go. Britt and Nicole, kick it off for us.
Fire.
Amen. That is a great song. Gloria by Michael W. Smith. Sunday morn praise with a little mix of Christmas, because that's what it's all about, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all the wonderful and great things that He has done for us in our life. We're forever grateful and beyond, ain't we? Amen. You know, before y'all get ready to shuttle off for church and you're still probably eating your breakfast and maybe drinking some coffee and kind of reflecting back, I kind of had a couple of flashbacks I thought I'd share on Sunday morn praise this morning, friends. You know, I don't know about y'all, but it bugs me sometimes, especially in the area that I live in. You used to see live manger scenes. What has happened to our world nowadays? You know, near the last 2 weeks of Christmas, or 3 weeks of Christmas, we always had a live manger scene. And I remember reflecting back, me and my brothers at one of our churches that we went to, we even did the reenactment of the manger scene. Times have changed. Oh, I just pray that the tide will turn and that churches all across America will remember what the true focus is by keeping Christ in Christmas. I think sometimes we've just gotten away in the world. And I got to just tell you beyond my heart what God's telling me. I really believe that we have gotten away for what the true meaning of Christmas is. The presents are nice. And I won't say the other thing with the little kids if they're listening. But really, we got to focus on what God has done for us. And He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, where we could have eternal life through Him. You know, He didn't have to die on the cross. He died on the cross because He loved us. He loved me. He loved you. My prayer is for you all, is that you'll be touched by God and that you will have your heart right. And you know, another thing I was going to say that I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about, in fact, I miss the live Christmas tree. That would be choirs. Hello, pastor friends, just a hint, all across America. Like a form of a Christmas tree, singing Christmas carols. Just a thought. I'm not a music director. Sometimes I can carry a tune. Back in the day, I could really sing, and sometimes I can. Some of y'all would be laughing. But I don't know. I just felt like telling you, there's just two things that seems to bug me, but there's nothing I can do about it. And that is the live manger scenes, what's happened to those, and the live Christmas tree, as we call it. That would be choir singing in a Christmas tree formation. If you ever had a chance to go to one of those, I encourage you. Or maybe even look on YouTube, okay? Well, I'm gonna go ahead and kick off another Christmas song that's very touching. Nat King Cole, Odie But Goodie, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Sunday Morning Praise.
hearts.
I sure love that Rich Mullins song. You can always hear that on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Sunday Morning Praise. Well, before we close out in prayer, friends, I just wanted to share something. And by special request, and even by me, I felt in my heart to play this song. And it is a Christmas song. And it is a sad song for a soldier that may be overseas. As they all, we need to really thank them. I kid you not. Because they're fighting for our country. They're putting their life on the line. Okay. I got to share real quick before I play this song and we get ready to close out in prayer. Near the latter part, I guess it's about 2 days ago, I was over in an area where this gentleman, as I was getting out of my car, it was right next to an academy, a school academy, and it was in a shopping center type area. Well, the soldier was out there and he looked kind of sad and depressed, and I walked up to him. I felt it upon my heart to walk up to him, and I said, "Sir, I want to thank you for your service." And, I told him my dad was in the service, my son's in the service. And with a tear in his eye, he thanked me. He was in the Army. And I won't give his name, but I told him I was going to be praying for him. Anyway, he said, "Yeah," he said, "I'm waiting on my son." He said, "I'm getting ready to get deployed to go back for a fourth term. And I can't give the location, but he is going overseas." So we need to keep that gentleman in an unspoken prayer request because it's real tough for him. Because his kids are growing up, he hadn't had a chance to really spend that many Christmases with them. So this song's for him and all the great soldiers out there. It's A Soldier's Silent Night. This is actually sung by Father, or talked about by Father Ted Burnett. So here we go.
It was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give, and to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings on the mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark, it was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I'd just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought put a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. Life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted asleep. But I couldn't control it and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours. So silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night. This guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over, and a voice soft and pure, he whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day, all secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.
Amen. Well, I wanted to play that by special request. I had about 5 emails on that, and of course, the soldier that I ran into. You know, friends, I'll tell you, it's just amazing hearing the stories and reading the emails of people that have family members that are overseas. And I can relate with my son being one of them and my dad in the past having to go overseas. So God bless our troops. And again, you're never forgotten. We thank you for your service. Friends, thank you for the special edition, as always, on Sunday Morning Praise. You ever have questions, comments, suggestions, or hey, it was a great podcast, email me. I'm not perfect, but email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Always keep in touch with us because we do live podcasting too as well that switch over to pre-tape if you guys don't get a chance to hear it on Podbean. Okay, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we pray for a refreshed Sunday. We pray our hearts get cleaned and we go through the cleansing process, God. And you know, we thank you for all you do and we think of our troops overseas. God bless them. Put your hands of protection on them. And Father God, the ones that are unable to make it to church today or even get out of bed, I pray for a touch for you, dear Jesus, that you just touch them and heal them. The ones that are not feeling good, the flu that's going around, the flu be gone, God, we just pray it in your name. We just pray the flu be gone in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we know you can take care of matters and the stress that people are under during Christmas and the holidays. We pray in Jesus' name that the stress be gone. And just the happiness of bringing America back to what it should be, as happy as can be, but keeping you, God, number one and focused. Pray that Christians all over the world will be refreshed. Watch over God and protect us as we get ever so close of celebrating your birthday, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up, friends, on Sunday Morn Praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Look, I just want to thank you all so much for making us 2019's number one morning Christian podcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Well, my name's C.A., Christian podcaster and friend. As I always say, the sun does rise on the other side. And what else? Enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation point, dot. Go out and have a great Sunday. Bye for now.